On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me is Tiffany Van Haften from the Bemidji State University soccer team. And Tiffany, you guys coming off of a good start so far this season, aren't you?
Yes, we definitely are. We won our game yesterday, so it's important to win our first conference game.
Talk about that first game against Crookston. Compared to the couple of preseason games that you've played, did you go into it with a different mindset?
Yeah, we tried, you know, coach like emphasized that it was a very important game, but, you know, like, Crookston, it's always hard to get up for that because usually they're lower on the scale and some of our girls weren't prepared and we didn't feel as prepared, but we tried our best to get ready and get pumped for the game.
Going back to your non-conference part of the schedule so far, you scored your first goal against Michigan Tech in overtime. Talk about how exciting it was to beat a team like Michigan Tech.
It was very exciting. It was like, felt like the USA team, USA women's soccer team winning in overtime and all the girls running up to me and jumping on me. It's just a great feeling to beat them.
How did that goal play out? Walk us through it.
In the overtime goal, one of our attacking mids, Goggs, she like tried to chip the goalie and it ended up hitting the post and I was running in and it hit the post and came right back down bounce and I just was right there to head it in. It was kind of luck of the draw, but as long as someone scored, I was happy to win.
Speaking of headers, that's how you scored that lone goal against Crookston. Is that typically your signature move?
Yeah, it's kind of a joke around the team. Coach nicknamed me TiVo, and he's always like, find TiVo's head. So, you know, on corners, like, they specifically try to head it to me or Mari, one of our other great headers. So it's fun.
You guys had a tough loss against NDSU this last weekend. Losing in overtime is never fun, but, you know, you put up the effort. 108 minutes of soccer, that's a long game, isn't it?
Yes, especially for a midfielder, I feel like. But it's always worth it, you know, after the game. It's a good feeling. It's a long game, but it was an exciting game, and we felt like we played with a D1 team, which is pretty cool. So
you're coming off of a couple of years where you weren't able to play. You wrecked one knee, then you wrecked the other knee. You're finally healthy. Yeah. It's got to be great to be back on the field.
Yeah, you know, my freshman year, I was injured halfway through, and my sophomore year, I didn't really feel 100% in the knees. And last year, redshirted with another knee injury, and finally, I feel like I'm like back again like I was when I was 18. So it's good. It feels great to finally be playing and be able to have an extra year now of eligibility after this year.
Jim Stone and his crew run such a great close-knit family type of atmosphere. Was that one of the things that made you come to Bemidji State?
Yes, most definitely. You know, when Coach was recruiting me, he specifically came to my house because that's how much he, like, wanted me to come there. And, like, the religion aspect, too, he always is important to me and it's important to him. And I think that's what brings us closer together as a family. And all of us girls stick up for each other, and it's awesome, and we love each other a lot, so...
This coming weekend, you guys hit the road. You go to Concordia University, and then you play a nationally ranked opponent in MSU Mankato. How do you prepare for those two different games?
Well, both games are going to be very tough, and what we're emphasizing this year is trying to have a mindset that every team's going to be tough and that we are going to need to get those points every game. So, you know, Saturday against Concordia is going to be tough, and then we're going to have to go back again and play against Mankato. Those two teams are going to be fun to play, and it'll be an exciting weekend. It'll definitely define us as a team what happens.
Probably the most important weekend of the year, isn't it?
Yep, definitely, most definitely.
Well, thanks so much, Tiffany. Congratulations on your second goal of the season from this last weekend, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.